Gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. Allow me to repeat our thanks to you for convening this plenary, and thank you for the very apposite selection of the topic we're addressing. The international context and the progressive deterioration of the multilateral disarmament architecture, as well as the arms control architecture, requires now more than ever serious discussions and significant progress in the area of nuclear disarmament. The only way that we can prevent nuclear war is through the total elimination of these weapons in a transparent fashion, a verifiable and irreversible fashion, and in a time frame that is defined multilaterally. 50 years on from the adoption and entry into force of the NPT, progress in implementing Article 6 is insufficient. It is a factor that undermines the very credibility of the whole system. In August 2024, this body will be hosting the second PrepCom of this instrument with a view to the upcoming review conference in 2026. It'll be the first time we are addressing two consecutive failures in the history of this instrument. For my delegation, this means we are duty-bound to turn our attention to Pillar 1 of the NPT on nuclear disarmament with the urgency it requires, avoiding these incremental or step-by-step approaches that have borne very limited results. President, the more than 120 states that negotiated the TPNW and the rapid entry into force of this instrument shows that there's been a shift in the nature of the discussions surrounding nuclear disarmament. With this treaty, the majority of the international community has made it very clear that nuclear weapons are not only inhuman, immoral and morally indefensible, but they're also illegal. For my delegation, this treaty is a necessary measure, a complementary measure, with a view to the effective implementation of Article 6 of the NPT. Its progressive universalization will contribute to efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons. President, within the context of the NPT, the conference, as well as the Disarmament Committee, another relevant multilateral fora, we cannot subvert or replace the nature of the debates on nuclear disarmament with other notions such as reducing nuclear risks, reducing deployment and operational state, together with other measures, can in no way be an alternative, a credible alternative at least, to the irreversible reduction and total elimination of nuclear weapons, particularly when the reductions in the number of warheads that we have seen over the last few decades is being undermined by the modernization of nuclear weapons, as well as their vectors, related infrastructure, including command and control structures, as well as computation and communicational structures. President, in any discussion that we have on preventing a nuclear war, we have to look at the role and the importance of nuclear weapons in the very concepts, doctrines, and military policies. For our delegation, this role has to be done away with, since this type of weapon is completely incompatible with international law and particularly international humanitarian law. Despite the serious existential threat of nuclear weapons, the argument being put forward now is that the current environment is not conducive to disarmament and that it's simply not realistic to do away with nuclear weapons at this time. Cuba does not share that view. On the contrary, we see real merit in the vision set out by the UN Secretary General in his Disarmament Agenda 2018, where he says that efforts towards disarmament are all the more relevant when you're in a deteriorated security environment. It's simply not realistic to expect that suddenly there'll be a perfect security environment, given global tensions. The eradication of nuclear weapons as a weapon of war is of urgent necessity. President, our delegation will support the efforts within this body to negotiate and adopt a legal instrument prohibiting the production of fissile material for manufacturing nuclear weapons or other nuclear devices, covering current stocks. so that this is a truly effective text and a disarmament text and not just one of non-proliferation. To conclude, for Cuba, nuclear disarmament is and must be the absolute top priority in the disarmament sphere and the work of our body. And we very much thank the fact that you, under your leadership, we are seeing such a priority being reflected in the ongoing discussions, which needs to be broad-ranging and holistic. Many thanks.